Leah, thank you so much for joining us. A popular deli has closed in Las Cruces. What can you tell us about the Corner Deli announcing its closure?
Yes. So the owners, Mark and Cindy Stevens, just said that, you know, it's time to retire at this point. They've been in business for 31 years, and they actually said that they kind of announced it a little early. So the announcement went out on Monday, and Tuesday their restaurant was packed. There was a line outside the door and wrapping around the building, and they actually ran out of bread around 1:30 or so. So they ended up having to close their doors and opening up just for like a half day on Wednesday. So Wednesday was their official last day, September 1st. And, you know, so many people were in line sharing their stories of going to the deli as a kid and now taking their own children. So Corner Deli has been a big part of the community, especially the Mayfield High School community because of its location. And Mark, the owner, is actually a Mayfield grad as well. So they will be missed, but they will not be gone. They're excited to spend some more time with family and, you know, maybe actually go to a couple of games rather than serving food that day.
Okay, well, congratulations to them on retirement. I want to move on and talk about another popular location in Las Cruces, and that is Caliche's. They have a tentative opening this month of a new location.
They do. So their third location on Lenox over off of North Main, sort of by the Mr. Car Wash, is tentatively scheduled to open later this month. They haven't solidified that yet, so I can't give more details. But it'll be just in time for the business's 25th year, actually. They will have been open for 25 years this October. So they will be adding on their third location in Cruces, along with the Roadrunner Parkway and the Valley Drive locations. So, you know, maybe a little bit less of a line for customers to wait in once that third location opens up.
I want to move on and talk about another restaurant that is opening up a new location in downtown Las Cruces. Mateo's, what can you tell us about this?
Yes, so Mateo's Mexican Food, they opened up their second location on Main Street a couple of weeks ago, actually. It was August 14th. So their first location, as everyone knows, is on University Avenue. And so they've been open up for 3 years. And the downtown location was actually supposed to open up in 2019. But with city permitting and the pandemic, they got kind of pushed back in their plans. So they've been open up for a couple of weeks now, and they're thriving. They're getting all of that farmers market traffic, and they're actually extending their hours for the first time now that they are seeing, I guess, that farmers market traffic. So they'll be opening up on Saturdays at 9 a.m. to kind of get all of those farmers market goers, and you know, people can grab a burrito or brisket and an agua fresca so they can walk the market. And they actually have mentioned that customers should keep an eye on their social media for exciting new announcements.
Speaking of that, this is a restaurant that's very active on social media.
Absolutely, yes, they are. And they have mentioned to me, one of the owners, Melody Rios, that they are very customer-oriented and want to share their whole journey with everyone. So, yes, they are very active and love connecting with their customers on social media.
Leah Romero is a trending reporter for the Las Cruces Sun News. Leah, thank you so much for joining us for the Monday Business Watch.
Absolutely. Thank you.